A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tech 10 Fit Talmud. Be'ah Daf Yud Zayin, Be'ah 17a, pagination page 33. Starting from the second line, our topic is when holy days coincide, such as Shabbos together with a Yom Tov or Shabbos together with Rosh Chodesh. How do we handle the tefillah mentioning in davening both of the holy days? So the Gemara tells us, Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt, Yom Tov shechol lihiyos b'Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, so there's a discussion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding how many brachas there would be in such a Shmona Esrei. Skip about five lines. We're going to focus on what's the concluding text of this special blessing that is merging Shabbos and Yom Tov together. Feshachris, Rebbe Omer, Avchosem Ba, the wording of the Chasima, the conclusion of the Bracha is, Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael Vahazmanim, that Hashem sanctifies Shabbos, the Jewish people, and the special time referring to Yom Tov. Again, the order is Shabbos, Jews, and Yom Tov. Tani Tana Kamei de Ravina, a Tana was learning this, someone was learning this in front of Ravina, and his statement was, Mekadesh Yisrael v'hashabbos v'hazmanim. He put the Jewish people first, and then he did Shabbos Yom Tov. Amar Lei, so Ravina told him, Atu Shabbos Yisrael mekad shilei. You have the wrong order, because Shabbos is not sanctified by the Jewish people. In other words, its essence, it's the decision to have Shabbos on the seventh day of the week, is not dependent on the Jewish people. Shabbos mekadesh v'kayim. Shabbos is already sanctified. It exists. Which is going to lead us to a profound understanding of what this bracha is really saying. Eloema, what's the correct text? Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael v'Hazmanim, Shabbos, Jews, and holidays. Amar Rav Yosef, Halacha k'Rebbi, the Halacha is like Rebbe said, uketoritz Ravina, as Ravino explained it, that Shabbos was sanctified, it exists from Hashem's decision, but the Jewish people, and then holidays. What's the profound message over here? Jewish people and then holidays, that Klal Yisrael has the ability to decide which day will be Rosh Chodesh and therefore which day will be the holiday. If Klal Yisrael decides one day or the other, we'll decide whether it's Yom Kippur and it's forbidden to eat, or it's the day before Yom Kippur and it's a mitzvah to eat. And that's all dependent on the Jewish people deciding which day is Mikudash, which day should be sanctified as Rosh Chodesh, the first of the month. That concept that the Jewish people have the ability to infuse physicality with holiness is across the board in all areas, but right now we're talking about time, infusing time with holiness. And that's what Ravina was saying, that Shabbos, the time is sanctified. It doesn't depend on us to come and sanctify it. Jewish people have to be sanctified first, and then you can have holidays, because the holidays are sanctified by the Jewish people. One aside that just came to mind. Shabbos is really sanctified in and of itself, whether we like it or not. There is, however, a dimension of Shabbos which we can sanctify. And that has to do with adding on to Shabbos, Tosefes Shabbos, both before Shabbos and after Shabbos. The part that we add on is becoming sanctified due to the fact that we declared it as such and we infuse that time with holiness. For example, when a woman lights candles, the minig in the United States seems to be 18 minutes before sunset. Mishneh Berurah's wording is shalish sha'a, a third of an hour. But the minig seems to be 18 minutes. they are infusing that time with holiness. Really, Shabbos wouldn't start until sunset, or halachically, maybe it's required to do Tosefes, so a little bit before that. But the concept that they're grabbing 18 minutes, they are the ones that are infusing the time with holiness. Likewise, at the end of Shabbos, when we delay declaring the end of Shabbos, we are infusing that time with holiness. And that's the text that we describe the joy in the Zmiros. Hama'acharim lotzeis min ha-Shabbos umemaharim lovo. Jewish people delay leaving Shabbos. They rush to begin Shabbos. That amount is comparable to the concept that we're describing here of infusing time with holiness. Let's continue. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Shabbos Shechol Yos B'Rosh Chodesh. What happens when Shabbos coincides with Rosh Chodesh or B'Chol HaShamoed or with Chol HaMoed? So we know that these cases are going to get a special Yala V'Yavo in Shachris and are going to get a unique Musaf, typically printed in the back of the Siddur. For Musaf, you have to turn to the back. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh with Shabbos, so that Shmona Esrei in most Siddurim is printed on the bottom of the page by Shabbos davening. But again, Shabbos Chol HaMoed would be in the back of the Siddur, typically the way it's printed. Okay, so knowing that there's a difference, let's see how the Gemara presents it. Again, Tanu Rabbanan, Shabbos Chol Yos B'Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, or B'Chol HaShamoed, or on Chol HaMoed, Arvis V'Shachris U'Mincha, regarding Ma'ariv, Shachris and Mincha, Mespalel Sheva, there's a seven bracha tefillah, V'Omer, and you say, Me'ein Hama'ora Ba'avoda, what's special in the bracha of Avoda, the bracha of Ritzei, and this is referring to Yala V'Yavo. It's not Yomtif, and therefore doesn't get the special Shachris Ma'ariv Mincha Shmona Esrei. It's only Chol HaMoed, and therefore it's simply adding in Yala V'Yavo. V'imlo Omar Machzirin, if it wasn't said, you would go back, you would recite it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Behoda'a. Rabbi Eliezer says that you would add in Yala V'Yavo in Hoda'a, in the bracha of Modim, which is not what we do, but Rashi, in order to wrap your head around what Rabbi Eliezer is saying, comments, like Al Hanisim of Hanukkah and Purim, which we do put something in Modim. Now, when it says that we would go back if we forgot it, that halacha does require some detail because there are circumstances, for example, Rosh Chodesh Ma'ariv, that we would not go back once you finished. But there is a concept of going back. If you didn't go too far, you would have to still go back to it. So it's referred to as machzirim. It's a case of returning, although as I'm observing, you won't necessarily have to repeat all of Shmona Esrei if such a mistake was occurred. The Gemara continues and says, Uvamusafim, when it comes to Musaf, Mascha b'shal Shabbos and Messiah b'shal Shabbos, the structure of the bracha is Shabbos-oriented, v'omer kedushas hayom bo'emtza, but you recite the holiness of the day in the middle. In other words, it's a merged bracha, a bracha that contains both the holy day and Shabbos. Just as a concluding thought, Shabbos is a very generous host, so to speak. Whenever there's a holiday, Shabbos works out an accommodation, so to speak. And we mention Shabbos and the holiday. In fact, when it comes to a Haftorah, generally we will go ahead and have a special Haftorah for the holiday and skip over the Haftorah of Shabbos. We'll ignore the Shabbos Haftorah and go with the holiday. There's one exception where Shabbos is not a generous host, and that is regarding Tisha B'Av. If Tisha B'Av coincides with Shabbos, Shabbos says, we are not compatible. You will have to wait. And that's the case of Tisha B'Av that gets pushed off to Sunday. Shabbos, so to speak, says a perspective, a philosophical attitude. The sadness of Tisha B'Av is not compatible, and Shabbos stands its ground. And on such a day, it would be exclusively Shabbos. But usually, Shabbos and Yom Tov together, Shabbos accommodates, and as we see here, there's a merging of tefillah. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.